talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Trees younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by John Denver, Take Me Home. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened last weekend, August 27th through the 29th. Well, we're going to be taking you taking a look back at the home show that happened last weekend, and we've got some interviews for you from the show for some of the vendors and special events that we had going on at the show. Today, we're going to be hearing from the Be Proud mobile workshop that was at the show, and this was a really cool thing. They offer simulators on all sorts of different construction jobs that are available these days. Also, we'll be talking to First Class Painting, Port City Elevators, Aquatica Pools and Spas, Conserva Irrigation, Shelf Genie, which was one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Just Additions and Remodeling, Stellar Portrait Art. We'll also be talking with one of the with the stars of the HGTV show Breaking Bland, and that show is filmed right here in Charleston. We'll be talking to John Frick and Mary Welch Fox Stasek, the stars of the show. Remark Landscape Architecture, Gutter Gorilla, New South Window Solutions, HLG Growers, Charleston Bath Experts, Carolina Refacers, ProGreen Synthetic Turf, Turf Grass, and Devil Dog Pools. But in general, I can tell you the show was a big success. The vendors at the show were very pleased with everything. We had good traffic throughout the weekend, and we always managed to persuade those affluent homeowners that have projects to come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and this was no exception. And We're happy to have it behind us because there were a lot of challenges with COVID and such. But we're looking ahead to the to the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens in January, and we haven't quite started selling the booths for the Charleston Home and Design Show in January. But if you were interested in participating, if you own a home related company that caters to affluent homeowners, you can give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652, and we'll be able to talk to you about the our next home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening January 28th through the 30th, 2022, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we're just outside the convention center where the Be Pro, Be Proud mobile simulator is here. And we're talking with John and Ty. How you doing, John?
How you doing, sir?
Just fine, thanks. How you doing, Ty?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. So I have to say this, I'm very, very impressed with this simulator here. Can you kind of describe what people have been experiencing here today?
Really what we do with this mobile workshop of South Carolina, we go around the whole state of South Carolina, and we go to career centers, high schools, middle schools, and some tech schools to show the young generation what's out there as far as trade professions. A lot of these kids have no idea what's out there and the career path they can have in these trades and the money they can make, and the great opportunities are out there for them. If they don't want to go to a four-year college, here's some more ideas and opportunities. And Buku's the information they can get on our website, beprobeproudsc.org. They can find their professions, find more about the professions. They can find the tech school near them in their area where they can go get certified to get a degree. And plus, they can find jobs also on that website.
Very good. And what types of simulations do you have here, or simulators?
We have truck driving, forklift operator, heavy equipment operator, which is our excavator, and also the augmented arc welding machine that we have here. On display also is our desktop mill. It's your CNC operator slash CAD CAM software program, and lineman's bucket.
Cool. I think our one of my staff came out here and he said he did one of the simulators and he hit a vehicle in the simulation and also maybe hit a person too. Is well, this is more just to so that people can get a sense of what they might want to pursue as far as a career, right?
Yes, they can come on here and get a feel of how it would be to become a welder or a forklift driver or heavy equipment operator or truck driving. Just give them some ideas, like far as when they go in career centers in high school. You know, you get your hands on, you get to feel, get some ideas. Okay, maybe I can do this when I get out of high school. And the cool thing about South Carolina is these high schools don't know this at all, but if you keep a 3.0 grade average, once you graduate, South Carolina's going to pay for your school. And so you're going to start your career out debt-free. Not to worry about school loans, and you can make a great career out of these.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about the Be Pro, Be Proud mobile simulator?
Like I said before, we do have the Be Pro, Be Proud SC.org website, and plus they can go on Facebook as well and start following us around and see where we're going to be, pictures, videos, and Buku's information on there to get them. If they can't come out to an event, they can also go on there and check it out and see what we're all about and get information about the trades that we have on here and the ones we cannot. They're on the website, and there's Buku's information about each individual trade.
What's the highest hourly wage for one of these trades that someone might be able to make over the course of their career?
Well, for example, your CNC desktop mill, you can make $70,000 a year starting off. Then you got your automation robotics, you can make up to $160,000 a year. Truck driving, right now, you can make $70,000 a year. Welders, they're hiring welders right now for $25 an hour with a sign-on bonus. your heavy equipment. You can make $50,000 a year starting off. You got to start somewhere, but if you're passionate about what you're doing and you love what you do and you love where you work, the sky's the limit in any of these opportunities as far as trade professions.
All right, great. Well, I've been talking to John and Ty and with Be Pro, Be Proud, and thanks so much for bringing out this awesome vehicle this weekend.
Thanks for having us. Come aboard if you can. We'll be here all day till 9.
All right. Thank you. It's been fun.
And now we're talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Tommy?
Fantastic, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Tommy, tell everybody about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Okay, so First Class Painting and Restoration is approximately almost 20 years old. Started in 2003. We're now at 2021. Family-owned and operated business. Just about anybody that has some sort of blood to me is in this business, so it is definitely going to be dealing with family members when you call First Class. Been a part of Charleston Home Design for a good, almost a decade now. It's been a good minute. And, we're still here rocking and rolling, and it's home show time, one of our favorite times of the year.
What have you been talking to homeowners about so far this weekend? It's only Friday.
As we already have heard, a lot of interior stuff is on the horizon. So to make a long story short, it is hopefully going to be start cooling down so people start thinking about the fall, and the fall brings holiday time. So with that being said, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and of course Christmas is right on the horizon, so folks are talking about changing colors.
And can homeowners call First Class Painting and Restoration if they decided to try to tackle a painting project themselves and then realize that they were in over their heads?
Yeah, absolutely. We deal with that a lot. You know, sometimes, you know, anybody that grabs a paintbrush thinks that they can, you know, get going with paint, and before you know it, you kind of got a mess. And we see that a lot, so yes, don't be scared. If you've started the project and it's been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun, give us a call.
All right, and how can they reach First Class Painting and Restoration?
So you can go online, of course, at houseoffirstclass.com, or you can reach us on our mobile or office number at area code 843-324-6006.
All right. We've been talking to Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. Thanks so much, Tommy. And by the way, thanks for so much for being here at the show.
Thank you, sir. Looking forward to it.
And now we're talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Seth?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, good. So we're really, really happy to have Port City Elevator as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and especially thankful to have an elevator company like Port City Elevator here, because there's a lot of people who will be coming to the show this weekend that are interested in talking to you about an elevator. What have you been talking with homeowners about so far?
A lot of people are in the planning stages. They're designing their homes right now that have incorporated elevator shafts in them. So we've just really taken a look at the size of the space that was allotted to make sure that they can get a functional elevator.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm looking at some of the photos that you have on display. What's that that one with a clear glass kind of that's instead of an elevator shaft being hidden, it's actually integrated into part of the looks like the living room.
Right, that's a pneumatic vacuum elevator. A lot of times we hear it looks like the bank tube or the Jetsons, but yeah, that is I would describe it as a self-contained elevator that inside of that clear tube is a cabin that you ride up and down in. It's great for adding to existing homes or possibly homes that are tight on space.
And what about the outdoor elevator? I've never heard of one of those.
The outdoor elevator is basically a vertical platform lift that can be installed on the side of a deck or porch or anything like that does not require an elevator shaft. They operate a little different. You have to manually push a button down to drive it up or down. So as opposed to the elevator it's automatic, hands-free. You just hit the button that you want to go to, like at a hotel.
And what other options are available for people that maybe they need some accessibility help, but they don't want to have an elevator installed?
We can do a stair lift for them. And we can install those either on a straight staircase or a staircase that turns or has 90-degree bends in it. We can do dumbwaiters for them. Really anything dealing with home accessibility we can help people out with.
Excellent. And how can folks get a hold of Port City Elevator?
They can find us online at portcityelevator.com or reach our office at 843-729-1006.
All right. And special thanks to Port City Elevator. I just want to say thank you for being here at the show. I know that you're Port City Elevator is very, very busy these days, and it means a lot to be on display here at the show. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us. Great to be out.
And now we're talking with Devin Dockery with Aquatica Pools and Spas. How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Good, good. You have a beautiful display here set up and a panoramic shot of one of the Aquatica Pools and Spas swimming pools that you built. And take a moment and tell everyone about Aquatica Pools and Spas.
Well, we build custom gunite pools. From start to finish, we even handle the hardscapes as well. And, you know, with Charleston's super hot weather, everybody deserves to have a pool in their backyard. So we make that come to fruition in the best way possible.
And this looks like travertine here on the pool deck around this swimming pool?
Indeed it is. Yep, travertine. And then I believe there is some turf in the background as well. So, yeah, we handle all of your backyard needs.
And why do so many homeowners go with travertine as a decking material? Like, for instance, bluestone is very popular in Charleston. Why not bluestone versus travertine?
Well, bluestone is a beautiful stone, but it is one of the hottest materials that you could possibly put down. So unless you're wearing shoes, it's not the best thing to put in your backyard around the pool. You usually want to walk around barefoot. So travertine tends to stay very cool. It's very easy to work with as well. Just in case you crack a piece, you can always have it replaced too. So it's also a beautiful stone to have in your backyard as well.
So how far out is Aquatica Pools and Spas working these days? If homeowners that you talk to this weekend want a swimming pool, when will you be able to start the installation?
Definitely within a few months. Of course, it depends on where you're living at and your the municipality that has... like if you're in Mount Pleasant, for instance, it takes a couple months to get your permits issued. But after that point, you're about a month out from us starting, and then takes us right around 10 to 14 weeks from start to finish to build your pool and your decking.
And what would you say sets Aquatica Pools and Spas apart from some of the other pool companies?
Definitely quality, attention to detail, and then just the caring hands that your project is in. We care about every single aspect of your project from start to finish. And all of our clients feel the same way.
Well, very good. And how can folks get more information about Aquatica Pools and Spas?
You can reach out to us via phone. You can go onto our house page or our Aquatica Pools and Spas website. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on everything.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Devin Dockery with Aquatica Pools and Spas. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
We're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Now we're talking with Tim McVicker with Conserva Irrigation. How are you doing, Tim?
Fine, Tim. How are you?
Good. What? Tell everyone about Conserva Irrigation.
Conserva Irrigation is the largest irrigation provider in the country now. We are proud to be a franchise in over 27, 28 states. And we focus on saving water. It starts with the right... materials that go in the ground and on the wall that control the sprinklers, and then also best practice in how to install the system.
Excellent. And some people aren't familiar with that term irrigation. They might refer to it as like a sprinkler system. If you're planning on having a nice looking lawn in Charleston, do you really need an irrigation system?
I've seen time and time again where you do need it. We have very long dry spells like we had this year in May and June where it didn't rain very much at all. And so turf or sod suffers greatly when you don't water it properly.
So if you're not watering, obviously it's you're going to get dry spots. Your whole lawn might start to turn brown prematurely and things like that. And what's it average cost to have a sprinkler system installed?
Well, really, it's hard to say based on the variables that play into the total price. So I'd need to look at the property first to be able to answer that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if folks wanted to get in touch with Conserva Irrigation, how would they do that?
They would call us at 843-991-1098.
All right. Very good. We've been talking with Tim McVicker with Conserva Irrigation here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing very well, Tim. Thank you very much.
Good, good. And special thanks to Shelf Genie for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend. Chris, what have you been talking to homeowners about?
We've been working with people trying to find them more space in their kitchens. A lot of people are buying houses with very small kitchens, a lot of less storage space than what they really need. So we're looking at ways to increase their storage space and accessibility for their kitchens.
Very good. And can you kind of show me how some of these glide out shelves work?
Yeah, so all of our glide outs are custom made. We actually measure the width and depth of your cabinets, build everything to fit, so there's no wasted space. All the glide outs come all the way out of the cabinet, so you can easily see everything that was in the very back of your cabinets, pulls everything out. Everything is rated for 100 pound capacity, so there's no problem with weight on them. We've got our shelves here at the show full, and we're not more than 20 pounds on any shelf, but they are very loaded down, so plenty of capacity for anybody. And a lot of different styles, colors to help people out, different solutions for corners, under sinks, just whatever somebody may need.
Nobody likes to bend over, do they, especially in the kitchen?
I don't, that's for sure. No, we're seeing more and more people that, you know, bending over is harder. You know, it's hard to access some of those things. So they're happy to find solutions where they can actually access everything that's in their cabinets without getting down on their hands and knees trying to find things.
Well, that's even more accurate. You're getting down on your hands and knees and looking for that pot or pan in the back of the cabinet. And you could actually, it looks like you could kind of take your foot and just kind of pull out that glide out shelf and in that base cabinet, huh?
Yeah, a lot of them you really can and not have to bend over at all. We can actually attach doors to the glide out, so you can actually just pull the handle on the door. The entire thing comes out and gives you easy access to everything you've got stored.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
They can come see us at the show. We're at booth 25. They can also check us out online, shelfgenie.com, and also our Facebook page, Shelf Genie of Charleston.
All right, very good. Well, we've been talking to Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and we are so grateful to have Shelf Genie not just here at the show, but also one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Tim.
And now we're talking with Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Tommy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. So tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
So we are based in the Mount Pleasant area, and we do design, build, additions, interior remodels, garages. Pretty much, if you can think of it, we can design it and build it.
Excellent. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
A lot of additions, which is good to see. Those are my favorite kind of projects. And interior remodels, lots of bathrooms as usual. Like we were saying, you know, plumbing fixtures and things like that are backed way up. So try to get moving on them as quickly as possible, and we can do them in a timely manner.
Excellent. And tell us about the display that you have here.
So I updated everything last year, these are new banners that we have here now. These are some recent projects. That's one that we did in the middle there in Long Point, a big kitchen remodel, interior remodel. I wish you could see the rest of it because the windows are huge. I mean, they've got, you know, the mold transoms, and we had to lift each of them with a forklift, and coffered ceilings and all. That was a beautiful project. Just been working on updating everything, and I think it's always good to be, you know, updating your stuff, and especially being that we always have new projects going and all over the place.
How'd you get into the remodeling business?
So I worked for the previous owner for a couple years, and he one day asked me if I wanted to purchase the company, and He and I came up with an agreement, and this is my first year owning it, and things have been I definitely picked a good time to come into the business. It's been great, and I really enjoy it. 10 years ago, I never would have guessed that I'd be doing this, but I did, you know, when I was a teenager, help my dad fix and flip a few homes, so I guess it was a good fit.
Right. Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Just Additions and Remodeling?
So you can go to our website. We've got some info there, and on our homepage, we've got a link there that you can click to fill out some info and let us know what you're wanting to do, and we'll be in touch within a few days. Please give us a couple days at least, because things have been pretty crazy.
But you will call them back.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Maria Sampaio with Costello Portrait Art here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Maria?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everybody about Costello Portrait Art.
So we focus on portraits and paintings of your family, your children, and your pets. That is our main focus, are those three things. And specifically, we focus on beautiful wall art for your home.
Excellent, excellent. And what do you have on display this weekend?
So we have some wall hangings here, a painting of a beautiful family, and also some wall portraits of beautiful children here from Charleston, in addition to some books and other products that we focus on.
Now, this is a painting, correct? But it started off as a photograph?
Yes, so I'm a mixed media artist, so everything I do starts as one or more photographs. That's actually a culmination of four different photographs. It was done on Rainbow Row. And then when my clients come in and select the portraits they like of themselves, then we talk about what kind of art they would like created out of it. And this specific client, we created an oil painting, and we mixed the different portraits of her family members that she liked, and then painted in anything that we felt would add to the beauty of the portrait.
They're stunning. This painting and some of the other examples that you have here are just amazing. And you know, it's most people do have photos of their family and their home, and they are snapshots in time. And it's why would you say it's important that someone maybe goes to the next step or another level in terms of turning those snapshots into something a little bit better?
I think everyone that walks in our studio has a reason for walking in. I think there are certain milestones in life that are really important. For instance, this family, both their daughters were about to get married, so they wanted that one last family portrait as a family unit, which is, of course, incredibly important, and it showcases Charleston on top of it, which is beautiful. But I think that, you know, there are times, for instance, when, you know, a child is the age of four, to me, is the most important age to photograph a child, because the age of four has so much imagination, and they're so candid, and they're so beautiful, and they're so innocent, which is the most important part. So I think just hitting those milestones, and let's face it, you know, tomorrow's never promised, and I think it's really important that we have beautiful artwork of those people that we love. And our fur babies, too.
That's true. All ages, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
And how can folks get in touch with Costello Portrait Art?
So we have a beautiful website, www.costelloportraitart.com. You can also call us at 843-998-4584.
And you have a physical location?
We do. We have a beautiful studio in the West Ashley area. It's right on Sam Rittenberg, just one plaza up from Panera.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Maria Sampaio with Costello Portrait Art, and thanks so much to Costello Portrait Art for being here at the show this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We're about to get our 4 o'clock seminar started here with an insider's look at Breaking Bland, the new HGTV show that is filmed right here in Charleston. And I'm talking to the stars of the show,
Mary Welch Fox Stasek, the designer, and also John Frick with Level Building Projects. How are you doing, Melch?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well as well, thank you.
So, you're going to be talking and giving us kind of an insider's look at what it's like to renovate somebody's house in 30 minutes. But it takes a lot longer than that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we still did it really fast, but not 30 minutes.
Right. And I have to say, I've watched every episode that y'all have had, and it's a very compelling show. I must admit, the episode where you asked, you introduced the idea of painting those 140-year-old heart pine floors. I visibly gasped because I was like, oh my gosh, how could they do that?
They did too.
Uh-huh. And how did they turned out beautifully though.
They did. It was terrifying, but I mean, we worked through it and it turned out wonderful, and I don't regret it. And they loved it.
Well, so much of what you do on Breaking Land and thus the title is you really kind of push homeowners out of their comfort zone, especially using color, right? And it always turns out beautiful, but you can kind of see the panic in the homeowner's eyes when you start to introduce the different ideas, like the leather poles, for example, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the point. It's to kind of pull people out of their comfort zone and stop looking around and help them make decisions that they might not have made or even thought of otherwise.
And John, you seem like you might be a little bit of a frustrated designer trying to get out a little bit, because you introduced some good design ideas too to Mary Welch.
Well, I appreciate you recognizing that, and whenever I have the opportunity, I love to let Mary Welch know that, you know, that was my idea.
Of course. If you don't take credit, who's going to give
exactly.
you credit? Right. I understand. Well, good. Well, hopefully there's going to be a season 2 of Breaking Bland. Have you heard anything from HGTV?
We don't know yet, but we hope so, too.
John, did you ever envision that you might be on HGTV with your own show?
Not at all. Like, this time last year was not even an option, and I'll get into a little bit about how it happened when we sit down here in a minute, but... No, I'm just kind of rolling with the punches right now.
Uh-huh. Well, very good. And are people stopping you in the grocery store and saying, hey, I saw you on TV?
Just our friends.
You can still be a little incognito, huh?
Well, I don't know if there's an F-list celebrity, but that's us. Yeah. F-minus.
How long have you two known each other? Because you're a recent... You recently moved here to Charleston, right?
Yeah, I moved here 8-9 years ago. Uh-huh. And started doing yoga at John's wife's studio, and that's how I met John.
Very good. And do you both work exclusively on projects together, or do you can somebody contact you, Mary Welch, about doing a project, say, out of town, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. I can work anywhere.
I imagine you're getting some offers, right, with people who are seeing the show nationally who say, oh, I want Mary Welch to come design my house.
Yeah, that's been a really, really cool, like, side effect is all of the different responses I've received via email and messaging and, you know, all kinds of different houses all over the states, which is awesome.
And John, will you go wherever it takes to do a project, or are you focusing right here on projects in Charleston?
Absolutely not. We're staying right here in Charleston. But we do love working with Melch. We work with a lot of designers, and I'm obviously biased with Melch. That's why I agreed to do this project to begin with. But she's always our first choice.
Excellent. Well, you can tell you both have great chemistry, and it comes across on screen. So we can't wait to see season 2 of Breaking Bland. And you know, so many people. When I talk to cabinet companies, they say the most popular color is white, right? And 99 out of 100 kitchens are white. And do you ever do any white cabinets, or Is that just no way?
Yeah, we did one white kitchen on Brick and Bland, but I mean, there was blue tile and some neon signs involved. So white's not out. It's just not going to be white with like the same white subway tile behind there.
Right, right. Well, I love how you push people out of their comfort zone with design, and can't wait for the second season. And I really appreciate you taking a couple of moments to talk with us before you deliver a talk on stage here. Thanks so much, John.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And thanks, Melch.
Thank you kindly.
And now we're talking with J.R. Kramer. He is a landscape architect with Remark Landscape Architecture. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, Tim.
Good, good. J.R., take a moment and tell everyone about Remark Landscape Architecture.
Yeah, we're a landscape architecture firm in Charleston, getting ready to go into our 15th year in business. And we have a great, talented team of myself, my wife, and seven designers working with us. And we look forward to collaborating with homeowners and our clients, both in municipal projects and commercial projects, as well as residential.
Excellent. And where can people see some of the landscape architecture that Remark has designed throughout town?
Yeah, in downtown Charleston, you see a lot of our work in the Upper Peninsula, Pacific Box and Crate, all of Half Mile North, Lewis Barbecue, Butcher and Bee. And now we're really starting to see a lot of our work show up, residential work show up on Daniel Island, Captain's Island specifically. We've done a few of the very special projects, we consider special projects on Captain's Island.
And you and your wife are both landscape architects?
Yeah, we are. We both graduated University of Georgia in landscape architecture, and we moved here right after we got married. So we've been in Lowcountry now just over 22 years practicing landscape architecture.
Gotcha. And over the years, I've interviewed you many times for the radio show, and I don't think I've ever heard you say that you had seven designers. That your team has grown quite a bit, hasn't it?
No, it has. It really has grown. So we have an office of 10 designers, landscape architects, and an office manager who helps keep the office rolling. But it's we've grown slowly over the years, and we have a very talented team to execute the designs.
That's great. And what have you been talking about to homeowners this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
It's been a great weekend so far, and we've been talking a lot about outdoor living, patios, fire pits, and swimming pools, and that's the one thing. We collaborate with all of our consultants, pool contractors, and things to design all those things in people's yards.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architecture?
Yeah, the best way to go is our website, remarkstudiollc.com.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with J.R. Kramer, a landscape architect with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and now we're talking with Brandon Hargrove with the Gutter Gorilla. How you doing, Brandon?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Brandon, take a moment and tell everybody about the Gutter Gorilla.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we are a professional gutter installation company. We specialize in professional gutter installation as well as gutter protection and cleanings as well.
Gotcha. And describe what I'm looking at here that you have on display and been showing to homeowners all weekend.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so what we do is we install 5-inch and 6-inch commercial grade aluminum gutters. We also install a micro mesh. It's a professional level gutter guard as well. So we have some gutter guards on display. We have mostly 6-inch out here now. We do different gutter colors. So if a customer needs a certain color other than just the normal white, we can also provide that as well.
And can this gutter guard go on top of existing gutters, or do you have to have new gutters installed?
Great question. No, so this will go on any 5 or 6-inch gutter that you currently have in your home. As long as it's commercial aluminum gutters, we can do it.
And will leaves like get stuck or sit on top of this gutter guard on top of the gutters themselves?
Sure, great question. No, so what's a couple of things that are great about this particular gutter protection is this actually sits in an angle in your home. So leaves are going to be more naturally falling off because it's not a flat protection system. Another thing what it does is this, what they call a Z-blend technology. It's essentially raised. This allows leaves not to stick to the guard itself. So when they dry out, leaves will naturally blow off. Imagine like an airplane getting lift. The wind will come under, blow it off naturally. Anything that is potentially sitting on this momentarily, water will run under the leaves and still go into the guard. This actually will break up surface tension of the guard and pull the water in.
And do you ever get any questions about how you came up with your name, Gutter Gorilla?
We do quite a bit, yes, yes. Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't even know. That's something I actually got to ask owners as well.
it sounds good, Gutter Gorilla.
It sticks with you, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, and how can folks get more information about Gutter Gorilla?
Sure, they can go to our website at theguttergorilla.com. They're also more than welcome to call our office at 843-606-0798, or they can call me directly at 336-380-2142.
All right, we've been talking to Brandon Hargrove with Gutter Gorilla here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
And now we're talking with William Fields, factory representative with New South Window Solutions. How you doing, William?
Hey, Tim. How you doing, buddy?
Just fine. William, take a moment. Tell everybody about New South Window Solutions.
All right. New South Windows, we're the only factory direct window company in the Charleston area. And we offer one window. It's either impact or non-impact to take care of those storm needs. We are also one of the few factories around here that actually gives you a lifetime warranty on the glass itself, glass breakage, the seal, and also the screens.
Very good. And where are the windows? Does New South Windows manufacture your own windows?
Correct. Our manufacturing plant is in Tampa, Florida. We have several factories down, or several plants down there, offices in Florida, but that Florida office makes all the windows.
Are they all vinyl windows, or what kind of materials?
Correct. Yes, we are all vinyl company, which obviously in this area with so much rain, it's going to help out as far as rot and moisture.
Well, isn't that the expression, vinyl is final, right? So if you get vinyl windows installed, you don't have to worry about replacing them in the future.
Absolutely. Tim, you just took my line. Well, vinyl is final. Absolutely.
I've heard that a couple times over the years. Well, good deal. Well, what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Well, the basic thing most homeowners are looking for at this event is just trying to price out different projects. As far as the windows go, we just want to set them up with a window that's not so much a replacement. Many companies in this area want them to buy today and buy new windows in 10 years. That's why we're New South Window Solutions. We're a complete window solution company.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about New South Windows?
Well, obviously here they can visit us, but fortunately for us, we do tons of commercials. And right now we've got a great ad running right now, buy two windows, get one free. And you can also look at us online, newsouthwindows.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to William Fields with New South Window Solutions. Thanks so much, William.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Daniel Teague with HLG Perennial Growers of Low Country Plants. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Tell our listeners about HLG, Perennial Growers of Low Country Plants, and what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend.
So obviously we're getting into the fall, so a lot of people are wondering what types of perennials and or annuals and other types of plants that grow down here very well. So we kind of just been going over that with homeowners, telling them what will work, what won't work, how to take care of your plants through the winter, and obviously, you know, Charleston has a pretty mild winter season, so a lot of the stuff down here does very well.
What's the difference between a perennial and an annual plant?
So a perennial is a plant that comes back year after year. It will die back in the winter, but it will come back. An annual is only for one season.
One season, got you.
And besides landscape design,
HLG is very well known for some of the water features that you folks build, right?
Yeah, so we're very well known for water features, also a lot of our outdoor kitchens, and also a lot of, we do concrete finishing as well as pavers and lots of stuff with stone.
Different hardscape.
Different hardscape type.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about HLG Perennial Growers of Low Country Plants?
So you can get more information by going to our Facebook page, which if you type it in the browser, it'll be www.facebook.com/hlggrowers.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Daniel Teague with HLG Perennial Growers of Low Country Plants. And why don't you give that phone number also?
You can call us at 843-901-4862.
Very good. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Phil with Charleston Bath Experts. How you doing, Phil?
Doing great today. How are you?
Good, good. Phil, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Bath Experts.
Well, Charleston Bath Experts has been number one in the Charleston area 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. We're planning on 2021 also. So we do bath upgrades, completely reinstall bath and shower in as little as one day, or we do a complete bath remodel for you.
Gotcha. And talk about what you have on display here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
So on display right now, we have a bathtub that we've done with the model right there. You can come in and look at the walls, the setup. We can talk about the plumbing, how everything goes together, the lifetime warranty that's on the product. We also have a shower setup. It's a non-slip base, guaranteed non-slip base. We custom out grab bars and everything for you. So quite literally the safest shower on the planet. And we have one of our walk-in tubs, which are becoming increasingly popular for those that are getting a little bit older.
Yeah, and can you tell me about this this bathtub shower combo? Are these actual tiles or is this one single panel?
So it's one single panel on there. So what we do when we design and go in, we completely take the old unit out. Most units are going to have a fiberglass unit in there, a one-piece unit. Nobody puts those in anymore because that was put in, the house was built around it. Fiberglass also has what's called triclosan in there, which is unhealthy. It's just a chemical you shouldn't be breathing in. So we'll come in, we'll take the old system completely out. When we do, we're going to look at the subfloor and the walls back there. If there's any damage, we take care of it while we're in there. We take out the P-trap, the drain, and the plumbing, we replace it all. When we build back up, we build it up the way it should have been built up in the first place. We put a base in that's leveled perfectly within 1/1000th of an inch, and then we put in three different walls on one wall on each side on there. And, of course, new P-trap, new drain, new plumbing. Multitude of options. Your fixtures can come in chrome, brushed nickel, oil rub bronze, flat black. We have a multitude of colors and patterns you can choose from on there. And again, with the tubs and the shower bases, we have some different combinations there, as well as sliding glass doors on there.
And this shower surround, it looks like subway tile with dark grout. But this is not individual subway tiles. These are all panels.
No, the beauty of that, that's a good point, Ted, is it looks just like tile, but you don't have the maintenance with tile. With tile, you have to keep that grout sealed every year. You're supposed to take out a little paintbrush and go over it all. Same thing with the sealant that we use around to connect the walls and the base in. Never has to be replaced, like the caulking in a system with fiberglass has to be pulled out and replaced every year. This is virtually a maintenance-free bathroom.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Bath Experts?
Well, they can find us online at charlestonbathexperts.com. We're located at 1757 Clements Ferry Road, or they can call us 843-216-7551, and we'll do the best we can to get them set up for an appointment within a day or so.
All right. We've been talking to Phil with Charleston Bath Experts. Thanks so much, Phil.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Buzzy Bramble with Carolina Refacers. How you doing, Buzzy?
Great. How are you today, sir?
Good, thank you. Buzzy, tell everyone about Carolina Refacers.
Well, we do exclusive refacing of kitchen cabinets. Our company is the exclusive contractor for the local Home Depots here in Charleston and surrounding areas. And we also do jobs on our own as well. That's why we're here at the home show. And what we do, what makes our, if you're happy with the kitchen layout, you don't really want to make a bunch of changes, and all you want to do is change the color of your cabinets and maybe update the doors, change them to a different door style, we're a perfect solution for you.
And are there certain cabinets that make sense to be refaced and some that do not make sense?
Yeah, sometimes I'll go into a home, and if the cabinets have a lot of damage or if they've had water damage, it's not good for us to reface those. The homeowner would be better off to go in and get new cabinets at that point. But most cabinets are in good shape. The boxes are in good shape. And we can pretty much do 80% of the jobs we look at.
Very good. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Mainly the convenience of refacing over going new. The advantages of going new is you can make design changes if you want. You can make your cabinets taller. The disadvantage is it's typically not a fixed cost because they'll give you a price and invariably you run into unknown costs you didn't expect. And then also the timing of going with new cabinets. Right now, vendors are saying it's taking 15 to 20 weeks to get cabinets installed. Whereas when we give you our price, it's a fixed cost, and we're only in your home working. The installer will only be working in your home typically from 3 to 5 days, and you're finished. You have a new kitchen. And our turnaround time is only about 6 to 7 weeks.
And are the cabinets painted, or what is the refacing material itself?
That's a great question. There are companies out there that do paint and refinish cabinets. We don't do that. Ours is a permanent solution. What we do is we take your doors, your moldings, your drawers, everything off to down to the box of the cabinet, and then we take a factory finished material to whatever color you want. It comes in big sheets, and that's what we do. We reface the fronts of your boxes and the sides of your boxes with that factory finished material. So when we put your new doors back on and your moldings back on and your drawers back in, when we're finished, it looks like you've got brand new factory finished cabinets.
Do you change out like any the hinges to slow close hinges, things like that?
Yes, sir. We think of our pricing as a package. You get all new doors. You get soft close hinges on your new doors. You get to pick out new hardware. Again, all your moldings are included. We reface the toe kick underneath and shoe molding as well. And then you get with us not just drawer fronts. You get brand new wooden drawer boxes with full extension glides. If you think about cabinets, the box being the cheapest part of the cabinets, everything else you get in our package is new.
Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Refacers?
They can call us at area code 803-359-2296. Or my personal cell phone number locally here in Charleston is area code 843-513-9296. And ask for Buzzy, and we'll come out and give you a free estimate.
All right. We've been talking to Buzzy Bramble with Carolina Refacers. Thanks so much, Buzzy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with Brian Vogt with ProGreen Synthetic Turf. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having us.
You bet. So tell everyone about ProGreen Synthetic Turf and what you have on display here at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a turf manufacturer and installer here in Charleston, South Carolina. We have most of our residential landscape types of turf here on display at the home show. Also our Cool Play Turf, which is a proprietary infill made of cork and coconut. It reduces the overall temperature on turf. So full sun backyards, around pools, playgrounds, it makes a nice addition.
That's a good point you just brought up. Does the synthetic turf, does it heat up? Because it looks like it might absorb some sunlight, being, you know, the color green and all.
Absolutely. It's a plastic product, so it can heat up to approximately 160 degrees in full sun. With the cooling type infill, we reduce the heat down to about 110, 118. We also have a heat lamp on display with the thermo gun, so we can kind of show you what a real-world situation would be with the heat and let you actually feel that.
Well, everybody loves low maintenance, or better yet, no maintenance. And if you have natural grass in your backyard, you're going to be mowing and edging all the time during the summertime. And are a lot of homeowners steering toward the synthetic turf systems because they look so natural?
Absolutely. Very little maintenance other than, you know, blowing the turf off. You get any kind of organic debris on it, obviously it doesn't grow, so edging goes out. You don't have to water it. Don't have to spend time mowing it on the weekends or fertilizing it. It always is green unless it's covered with leaves or on the occasional snow we get here in Charleston, but it looks green all the time.
And how can folks get more information about ProGreen Synthetic Turf?
Yeah, you can visit us on our webpage. It's progreen.com, or you can simply give us a call, 843-494-5092, and book an in-home consultation.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Brian Vogt with ProGreen Synthetic Turf, and thanks to ProGreen for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. We'll see you.
And now we're talking with Wayne Bloom with Devil Dog Pools. How you doing, Wayne?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. Wayne, what have you been talking to homeowners this weekend about at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
We've been talking about a lot of our samples that we brought with us, the plaster choices, kind of what they're looking for their family and the goals that they're trying to get out of their pool build. Yep.
Are a lot of people interested in building pools?
They are. We've had a lot of folks stop by and speak with us about upcoming, you know, builds on their homes and, you know, kind of adding a pool and when the best time to, you know, kind of start scheduling consultations and things like that with their process. So we've had a good turnout.
Good.
And Wayne, I interviewed you a couple weeks ago, and I asked you how you came up with that name, Devil Dog Pools.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, my wife is the one to give the credit to for that one. I was in the Marines, so we got nicknamed Devil Dogs, and then she thought it would be a good fit for me, so named the pool company. So I gotta
That's great. Well, thank you for keeping us safe, Wayne. And how can folks get more information about Devil Dog Pools?
So if they would, they just go to the website, www.devildogpools.com, or they can reach out to Shannon directly at 843-494-4895, 843-494-4895.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Wayne Bloom with Devil Dog Pools. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.